When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 201, Black Power Economics, Beyond Capitalism. Let's audit the books. How much is knowledge worth? Frantz Fanon reminded us 50 or so years ago that knowledge has never saved anyone. Knowledge has never saved anyone because what one does is what matters the most. What Black Power economists must do is build a Black Power economic system. A Black Power economic system is essential because it takes a system to be competitive. Black businesses without a Black Power economic system will benefit white power and further debilitate black people. In order for a black business to benefit black people, it must operate within the context of a Black Power economic system. A system would always win, and if black people do not have an independent system, the goods, services, and wealth generated by black businesses will benefit white power more than anything else because it is part of a white-dominated system. One devastating example of this is the following. Nearly 50 years ago, Kwame Nkrumah declared, "Africa must unite." Africans throughout the world applauded him, but Africa today is as far away from uniting as ever. No independent black power economic system emerged in Africa, so Africa continued to function to the benefit of white power economics. As a result, Africa has remained white power's golden goose. For every dollar Africa receives from white power in aid, white power gets at least $2 back. The same is true for trade deals. Why? Because white power's system dictates and manipulates everything from trade terms to market conditions to exchange rates. With each transaction, white power gets richer and more powerful, while Africa, black power, gets poorer and weaker. The same type of one-sided transaction take place in the United States of America. Black people work hard and plan as wisely as they can, but always within the context of white power. As a consequence, each gain black people make ends up benefiting the white power system and leaves black people in a deeper state of dependency. It took some of us decades to see what was really happening. But as we look in the rearview mirror, what we see is as clear as can be. White power system abuses black people's wealth and manipulates every one of black people's gains to white power's advantage and black power's demise. When Toussaint Louverture took Haiti on an independent path, Haiti was in a better position to compete. When Fidel Castro took Cuba on an independent path, Cuba was in a better position to compete. And now that Hugo Chavez is taking Venezuela on an independent path, Venezuela will be in a better position to compete. Black power economists must find a way to take themselves and black people on an independent path, be it as an economic guerrilla, enlightened gang member, mainstream mole, electronic Jesse James, or whatever. We have to break away from white power system and establish ourselves as an independent competitive force. As much as Nkrumah, Lumumba, Ture, Garvey, Malcolm, and the rest talk, they fail to take black people on an independent economic path. Black power economics must figure out how to succeed where others have failed. Each black person is a potential black power economist. You don't have to wait for instructions to get a viable process in motion. Be it as an economic guerrilla, enlightened gang member, mainstream chameleon, electronic Jesse James, or whatever, a black power economist must think the thoughts that need to be thought and carry out the acts that need to be carried out to make black people independently competitive.